I'd like to invite Chief Constable Sean Sawyer to speak. He's going to give us some personal observations on his experience of being involved with the Santa Marta Group. He is the lead police officer on trafficking here in the UK. Chief Constable Sean Sawyer.
Very kind. Ladies and gentlemen, I shall be brief, and thank you very much, and a privilege to be here. I'm very mindful of what Rob said and others have said. Our role nationally and internationally is that of strategy, policy, networking, the executive, the delivery at the highest level. A lot of what the conference has been about today and over the preceding days. But I want to come to what am I going to do? Because I will go back in that role and engage. Indeed, on Tuesday I'll be meeting with the minister, or my colleagues will be meeting the minister about what has Santa Marta meant, and we'll be reviewing our own national strategy and discussing our action plan. And I like action plans, but I do get frustrated in that the clue is in the title, and action often doesn't emanate from an action plan. So here's my personal action plan, because I think we do wear two hats as senior leaders, because our workforce and the people we work with look to us. So they will expect us to come back and talk of this conference. Will you? They will expect us to come back and say things will happen because of this. Will it? Because if we look up at these glass windows, imagine the faces of the victims and the perpetrators, of the public and your staff. As a consequence of those faces at the windows, will the perpetrators now be fearful? And will those who are enslaved be hopeful? Will the public know that we are committed to doing something? And will your staff know what is expected of them? Because those are the faces that look at us now. And lastly, I'm going to say something about me, which I think is probably something about you. And Sir Bernard has touched on it a few times. The practical essence of us as senior leaders is what am I going to do to put the grit in the oyster that makes the pearl? Three things. I'm going to confront the demon of my world called my diary on Monday morning, because there is nothing more important than this in my diary on Monday morning and the things that I'm going to do. Number one is the 3 a.m. test. At 3 o'clock in the morning as a senior leader on one day next week, I am going to test my organization. And they'll know it's me, but I'm going to say to the call handler, imagine I am calling as an enslaved person now from one part in my force area. What is your response? Who will you deploy? And then I will speak to that officer and say, you've now been deployed. What do you know you have to do? Because if we do not test our organizations in that practical way, how do we know? So one is the 3 a.m. test. The other one is I'm going to phone Bishop Mark in Plymouth. And I'm going to say, I've heard about something called Bakita House. Have you? And why don't we have one? Why shouldn't we have one? Why shouldn't we have one? And I suspect he might get a heads up, he's going to get that call. But I'm going to do it. Because if I don't do it, who else is going to do it? Am I going to task it? No, I'm going to do it. And number three is, I happen to have the privilege of being the national lead for police cadets, because I, like you, am not busy. So, for the national police cadets, and I approached colleagues from Poland earlier, and we had earlier this year, we sent some national police cadets from Bernard's world to Bulgaria, and they engaged with Bulgarian young people about human trafficking, and they've come back and made videos, which will be part of a London conference, which I think Bernard is hosting in 2015. So I'm going to task all the chief constables as, would you engage, if you feel it's appropriate, if you would like, with your police cadets in what are your feeder countries, because we're not all the same. Would you like to reach out to police leaders in those countries and consider an exchange? For your police cadets to go to those countries and here, and for them to come back and teach other young people. Three things. That's my commitment. What are you going to do? Three tactical, practical things that are not in your diary now, but will be next week. Thank you.